listening to Vaughn Radio. Do you want to improve your English? You're listening to the right radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
That's right, welcome once again to The Salad. Are you ready for a little song? One, two, three, oh, welcome to The Salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Time for a little bit of salad. Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to The Salad. How's it going today? I hope you're doing very well. We're glad to be back here on Vaughn Radio, exactly. So, what's on the program today? Well, of course, we have our customary salad news bits. Where are we going? Stay tuned to find out. We have a very interesting news item for you. So that's coming up. But what else do we have? We also have grammar points on the program. Now, you may remember last week, we're looking at ways of describing graphs and trends. You know, to go up, to go down, to increase, to rise, to grow, to drop, to decrease, to fall, etc. So today we shall be looking at some adverbs we can use to describe increases and drops when we're describing trends, tendencias. Interesting stuff. So that's on Grammar Point. We have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. He'll be here to give us a hand. Echarnos una mano. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our first headline. Moscow police seize a custom Batmobile. So if you seize something, you take control of it. That's right. So, Moscow police seize a custom Batmobile. Okay, salad listeners, you think a custom Batmobile. We all know the Batmobile, or Batmobile, is that what you say? And we're not talking about his telephone. That's right, the Bat car, Batman's car, the Batmobile, we call it. So in this case, in Moscow, the police seize a custom Batmobile. If something is custom, it's de hecho a medida. It's tailor-made or custom-made. So let's go over to Moscow to find out more about this. Okay, Moscow, we say Moscow in English. Who do we have? Yes, we have, let me see, Yuri Brennan, our Russian and Eastern European correspondent. He's on the streets of Moscow. Yuri, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dave. I can tell you that a car designed to strike fear into the hearts of criminals everywhere has been impounded by authorities in Russia.
Ah, did you catch that? So a car designed to strike fear, meter miedo, strike fear into the hearts of criminals everywhere, has been impounded by authorities in Russia. So if they impound it, they can take your car. That's right, they take it away. And under lock and key, they impound your car. Oh, they confiscate your car, if you like. So, what else can you tell us?
Right, well, the Batmobile, or more accurately, a custom-made likeness of the superhero wagon, seen in the film Batman vs. Superman, was spotted and seized by Moscow traffic police over concerns that it does not fit road safety regulations.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, so this was very similar to the one you see in Batman versus Superman. You know, I saw that film, didn't really understand why would Batman fight Superman. But anyway, so one was spotted, one was seen by the Moscow police, and they seized it, they impounded it, or they confiscated it, if you like, over, well, concerns that it doesn't fit safety road regulations. Because if you imagine if you have to get your MOT, motor ordnance test, that's right, Elite UV, and you go with a Batmobile, I'm not sure if it's fit for the roads, normal roads anyway.
Yes, that's right. A statement from the city's police, or the branch of the Ministry of Interior, has said that the so-called Batmobile was confiscated in central Moscow. Now it was apparently not manufactured within factory conditions and was neither registered with authorities nor certified as roadworthy, the Russian equivalent of the MOT test, which you said was the ITV you said in Spain.
Yes, that's right. In the UK, we say MOT, Motor Ordnance Test. Here is the ITV, or the ITV. That's right, the Technical Vehicle Inspection, you might call it.
That's right. So, upon closer inspection, police determined the car was also unlikely to be safe for public roads. So, officers determined that the dimensions of the vehicle exceeded acceptable norms.
Wow, it sounds like the real Batmobile. Okay. So the police officers determined that the vehicle, the dimensions of the vehicle, exceeded acceptable norms and regulations. Which is what you would expect from a customized Batmobile.
Right, so its owner is an unnamed 32-year-old man from Moscow, and is now being investigated on three different charges relating to the vehicle's lack of documentation, its alleged excessive weight or size, as well as its irregular features that are not permitted on road-driven vehicles. Now, a similar car was recently sold on the Russian car trading website, auto.ru. Now, the Batmobile 2018 was supposedly imported from the U.S. to Russia in 2018, where additional features, including electronics, were later added. Now, Russian business news website, one of the business news websites, reported that the car's advertised price in late 2019 was 55 million rubles.
Wow, 55 million rubles. It sounds like a lot. How much is that in, let's say, dollars?
Right, let me see. 55 million rubles. Maybe $840,000. That's right. Now, the name of the owner was not revealed, and no suggestion has been made of his involvement in crime fighting or, vigilantism of any kind. So let's see what happens. So, yes, the Moscow police seized a customized Batmobile here from the streets of Moscow. Back to the studio, Dave.
Now then, yes, salad listeners, what do you think? I mean, it would be pretty cool to see a Batmobile driving around the streets. I know my kids would love to see that. We'll be, look at that! However, yes, it's probably not the safest thing. you know, as it hasn't, you know, doesn't have an MOT or the ITV or any kind of papers of any sort. So that's right, the Moscow police seize a custom Batmobile. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Grammar points. Now then, yes, welcome to Grammar Points, the part of the program where we go deep into the world of English grammar. And yes, we usually do that with the help of our grammar expert, Alan Parsons, and that's the case today. So, welcome back, Alan. What do you have for us?
Yes, hello there, that's right. Well, as you mentioned, yes, last week we looked at, you know, to go up versus to go down, you know, so ways of describing trends. You know, so we saw, yes, as you mentioned, you know, to go up or to rise, to increase, to grow. And to go down, we can say to fall, to drop, to decrease, etc. So today I wanted to look at some adverbs we can use when, well, first of all, you know, there are two parts here. Let's see, you know, how much time we have. So first of all, look at some adjectives we can use to describe increases and drops in prices and sales, etc. When we're talking about moderate drops or, you know, or it, well, let's talk about or moderate increases.
Uh-huh, okay. So, yes, these are describing trends, tendencias. So, in this case, looking at some adverbs we can use when we're talking about moderate increases, subidas, or drops, bajadas. So what adjectives can we use? Well, over to you, Alan.
Right, okay. So, you know, we saw before, you know, we can use to go up, to go down. And we looked at some other different verbs we can use. Now, we could say slightly, which would be ligeramente, or gradually, de manera gradual. Slowly, of course, lentamente. Moderately, moderada, and finally, steadily, de manera estable. So those are adverbs we can use today.
Now then, salad listeners, did you catch that? So we're looking at some some adverbs, should I say, we can use when we're talking about, you know, moderate increases and drops. So slightly, gradually, slowly, moderately, steadily. Okay. Now, this is the interactive part of the program. So interact with us here, okay? All you have to do is translate these into perfect English to practice. So we're describing trends, okay? Moderate trends, in this case, on Grammar Points. Now then, can we have our first example, please?
Right, okay. La venta de videojuegos cayó ligeramente en septiembre.
I see. What do you think? Videojuegos, video games. So, video game sales. Now, you could say sales of video games, but it would sound better. Video game sales fell slightly in September. Okay? Video game sales fell slightly in September. Now, not the video game sales or anything like that. So, video game sales fell slightly in September. Okay, very good. Did you get that, salad listeners? Are you interacting with us here? Practicing your English? I hope so. Let's have another example.
Right, okay, let me see. Right, el número de divorcios está aumentando de manera gradual.
I see. What do you think, salad listeners? Well, the number of divorces, if you like, or the number of divorce cases, is gradually going up or increasing. And there are different ways we can use this, but gradually, we're using de manera gradual, gradually. So the number of divorce cases is gradually going up. This is Grammar Points.
Right, okay, next example here. El número de jóvenes sin trabajo aumentó lentamente entre enero y abril.
I see. What do you think? So, well, the number of young people, jóvenes, young people, sin trabajo. Well, we could say the number of unemployed young people, or the number of young people out of work, increased slowly between January and April. Okay? So, the number of young people out of work increased slowly between January and April. So you could say unemployed or out of work. Either of those. Okay, salad listeners? Good. Now, are you interacting with us here, practicing your English? Let's have another one. We have two more in this section. Do your best. Over to you, Alan.
Right, okay. El valor del euro subió de manera moderada el pasado viernes.
I see. Anybody? So, the value of the euro, or I suppose you could say euro value, I guess. So, the value of the euro rose moderately el pasado viernes, last Friday. Remember, not the last Friday, just last Friday. So, the value of the euro rose moderately last Friday. Okay? Good. Well done. And we have one last one on this section. Okay? Translate this one for us. Are you ready? Here we go.
Right, okay. Yes, the last one on this section. El precio de los alimentos subió de manera estable en febrero.
I see. What do you think, salad listeners? Well, we could say food prices. So alimentos, well, I would just say food prices, okay? So, precio de los alimentos. So, food prices rose steadily in February. Now, you could say, you could say food prices were stable, but not stably. No, we'd say steadily, something steady, okay? So, food prices rose steadily in February. That's right, salad listeners. So we're looking at adverbs here to describe like moderate increases and moderate drops. So we saw slightly, gradually, slowly, moderately, and steadily. Okay? So try and get these into your active English. Okay, that's what we're looking for. All right, salad listeners. Now then, let's go round to round two. Asalto dos. What do you have for us, Alan?
Right. Okay, so now we'd like to look at some adverbs we can use when we're talking about sharp increases or sharp drops. Bruscas.
Ah. So, subidas y bajadas bruscas. So we can say sharp increases or sharp drops. All right, salad listeners. So what do we have, Alan?
Right, well, as we said before, sharp. So sharply, bruscamente, sharply. And we could say dramatically, of course. De manera espectacular. Considerably, considerablemente. Significantly, de manera significativa. And substantially. De manera sustancial.
Okay, so sharply, dramatically, considerably, significantly, and substantially. So we have some more examples, okay? This is the final round, el último salto. So translate this into perfect English. Practice with us here. This is the interactive part of the program. Can we have our first example, please? Alan.
Okay. El número de personas en el metro de Londres desciende bruscamente entre las 10 y las 11 de la mañana.
Right. Yes, I remember we looked at something before with this, but without using the adverb here, the last time we looked at this. So, the number of people in the London Underground, I mean, you could say on, the Underground is in general, but if it's on the train, it's on, of course, but in the whole Underground system, you could say in, I guess. The number of people in the London Underground drops sharply between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sounds good. Drops sharply. Now, what do you think, salad listeners? Okay? So the number of people in the London Underground drops sharply between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Not bad. Are you still translating these for us? Interacting with us here? That's the idea. Let's have another one. We only have four examples left. Let's have another one.
El consumo de pepino descendió de manera espectacular en Alemania a principios de mayo.
Pepino. Cucumber. Cucumber. Okay? Cucumber. But we'd say cucumber. Good. So, cucumber consumption, fell dramatically in Germany at the beginning of May. So dramatically, de manera espectacular. Okay, dramatically. So, cucumber consumption fell dramatically in Germany at the beginning of May. Wow, it sounds pretty horrible! Now that sounds good. They fell dramatically. Okay, let's have our next example. Are you ready, salad listeners? Here it comes.
El número de hipotecas aprobadas bajó considerablemente el año pasado.
Well, the number of mortgages approved went down considerably last year. Mortgages. It's more... Gadges, okay, but it's mortgages we say. So, the number of mortgages approved went down considerably last year. And we can say decrease, went down, dropped, etc. But considerably, okay? Considerablemente, considerably. Good. Let's have our penultimate example, please. The penultimate.
Here it is. El precio de la carne de pollo disminuyó de manera significativa durante la epidemia de gripe aviar.
Yes. Not that we want to talk about any kind of flu today. You know, because if you want that kind of news, you can, you know, you can hear it anywhere or everywhere. So let's have a look. So the price of chicken, or la carne de pollo, or is it the price of chicken? Oh yeah, not chicken meat. Just the price of chicken decreased significantly during the bird flu epidemic. We said bird flu, okay? Gripe aviar, bird flu. So the price of chicken decreased significantly during the bird flu epidemic. Okay, salad listeners? Very good. Are you ready for the last one? The very last one. All you have to do is translate this into perfect English to go out on a high note. Salir por la puerta grande. Okay, you ready? Over to you, Alan, for our last one.
El número de niños que viven en situación de pobreza sigue aumentando de manera sustancial.
Right, so the number of children living in poverty sigue aumentando de manera sustancial. Keeps growing substantially. So to keep plus gerund, keeps growing substantially. So the number of children living in poverty keeps growing substantially. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, so we've seen, we're talking about moderate, something that's moderate, slightly, gradually, slowly, moderately, steadily. And something that's like, well, that's sharper, or, you know, brusca. We can see sharply, dramatically, considerably, significantly, and substantially. Thanks very much, Alan. We've been describing trends today with some very useful adverbs. This has been Grammar Points. Salad listeners, thank you for joining us today. Of course, we'll be back with more salad tomorrow, 7:30.
¿Sabes qué pasa, Elena? Que tenemos un reloj que va cogiendo hora canaria poco a poco, ¿sabes? De repente va retrasándose y bueno, nos despistamos y tal. Bueno, ¿qué tal? ¿Qué tal llevas la mañana? Con
genial,
muchas llamadas.
Genial, sí.
¿No? Muchas llamadas preguntando por algo, que como cada año...